On today's Growth Points, I want to take a moment and speak to you about the subject of developing a spiritual family in the midst of a fervent ministry environment. Some people say it's not possible, and sometimes when things go wrong in family, people blame the ministry. But how can we cultivate a godly marriage, godly children, and still be aggressive soul winners and loving the church and involved with the people of God? And I want to give you a few practical thoughts that have been a help to me and to Terry. We've been married 32 years. We're still working constantly on developing a stronger marriage, but we love one another and we love serving the Lord together. God allowed us to raise 4 children who are now married and serving the Lord in ministry and developing their philosophy of ministry and family life. And we're privileged and thankful to the Lord when we think about His blessings upon the journey that He's given to us. And so let me share a few things with you philosophically today that might be a blessing to you and your family. Just some thoughts I want to throw out to you on serving the Lord in ministry, but also wanting to have the right family life. Number one, I want to encourage you, you must believe God's order. Believe God's divine order the way it's set out in the scriptures. And it's set out this way. In Genesis 2, the very first book of the Bible, the very early pages of Revelation, God reveals to us that He created man and the family. So God's order is the family first. And that doesn't mean that I don't work my, 40, 50, 60, whatever, 80 hours, whatever. But it does mean this. If I'm not spending time in prayer and spending time with my family, and if I'm not carving out time to play catch with my sons or take my daughters out for a Diet Coke or whatever, if I'm not going to their ball games, if I'm not praying with them and reading the Word to them in the home, then I'm neglecting my first call. And by the way, no one bats 1,000 when it comes to family prayer, family altar, and things of that nature. But it certainly shouldn't be, infrequent that you're ministering to your family. There needs to be a routine. If you're out of town or you weren't feeling well and you missed a day or two, but that should be the exception. God's order is Genesis 2, the family. Now then you go over to the New Testament and you'll find that God had an order in Matthew 16, 18. Jesus said, I will build my church. And thank God for the church. And the right church, preaching, fellowship, music, programs, help the family. But the order is family first. So believe God's order. Secondly, we need to blend God's divine institutions. So if God created the family, God created the church and instituted the church, then those institutions are not meant to be competing. They're meant to be completing. God wants us to blend those together on the calendar and in the way that we work. And so let me say this, couples can work together. You can make visits with your wife that are effective visits and still some time together. The Bible speaks of Aquila and Priscilla serving and being helpers of Jesus Christ's ministry, as the Apostle Paul referred to them, helpers of the ministry of Christ. Serve the Lord together. Don't always act like it's one or the other. Some of the great memories I have with my children were making visits together, and I was privileged to lead people to Christ with my children present. What better modeling and mentoring to give eternal values? And so families can also worship the Lord together. 1 Corinthians 16:19, the churches of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. And whether it was in the first century, whether it was in the 12th century with the Waldensians in the caves worshiping and singing God, or today, I love the fact that families can worship and serve the Lord Jesus Christ together. And what a privilege to have our families doing that, and don't ever begrudge it. So believe God's order and then blend the ministry and family opportunities as often as you can. Thirdly, behave passionately towards both. When you're with your family, give it 100%. Now let me tell you something, I didn't do real well on this one. And my wife would remind me, but one time we were at SeaWorld and we're sitting there with a couple thousand people watching whales jump. And I'm on the telephone talking to the building chairman about building overruns and talking so loud that some guy behind me said, hey, turn off the phone. And that was a prime example of a pastor not really blending those institutions. I was not really keeping the focus on the family while I was with the family. The focus was more on the ministry. So we've got to behave passionately for the family when we're with the family, and passionately for the ministry when we're with the ministry. 1 Corinthians 16:15 says, "I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints." Now, I would say that Stephanas was pretty passionate about ministry, wouldn't you? But God also wants us to be passionate about our family. And so we want to believe God's order, family first. We want to blend God's institutions, church and family. When we're with family, we want to be passionate about family. When we're with ministry and church folk, be passionate about that. Then let me say number four, beware of imbalances. I won't take a lot of time here. A false balance is an abomination. You feel like, man, I have just been way into this ministry project. I haven't taken my wife out to eat in a long time. My son is sulking. My daughter is misbehaving. Let the Holy Spirit prompt you. Don't take, a dozen of those warning signals and disregard them. You'll lose a teenager that way. When you sense the slightest concern, spend time with your teenager. Beware of the imbalances. Keep your spirit right, balance your work. And then let me say this finally, number five, bless the ministry in front of your children. Our kids never heard us complain about ministry. We did not bemoan being in the ministry. We didn't talk poorly about members of the church. They know we had problems. They knew, mom and dad didn't always get encouragement. They saw the public encouragement. But point is, we bless the ministry. We said it's a blessing to serve God. What a joy to be in the ministry. Thank God for these wonderful people. Isn't this great? We get to have the missionaries come to our house tonight. We didn't say, we got to have company tonight. We bless the ministry. I really think that's partly why our kids are in the ministry today. So I hope something I've said today will help you balancing out this thing of ministry and family. And may God bless you as you serve Him today. And if this was a help to you, tell somebody about this blog and let them listen to this Growth Points here on paulchapel.com. And I appreciate that and hope you have a great day. And let us know what God's doing in your life as well.